listeners are also familiar with Here and Now producer Alex Ashlock. He's covered the Boston Marathon for us for 15 years. Yesterday, he was at the finish line to tell us about the winners. Then he ended up covering a crime scene. He has these thoughts on what happened to that race.
So now the marathon I love is tinged with tragedy, just like the marathon that inspired me to be a runner. The Boston Marathon was attacked just like the Olympics were in Munich in 1972, when Palestinian terrorists killed 11 Israeli athletes. I can still remember Jim McKay on ABC saying, "They're all gone." Now there are people gone again. People who were here in Boston for an event that's always a joyous celebration. For the thousands of runners and maybe a million fans who line the 26-mile course. One of my favorite things to do when I cover the marathon, which I have been doing for 15 years, is to go out among the sea of runners just after they cross the finish line. I did that yesterday, and a woman from Louisville told me it was awesome. The support was amazing in every city. It was a great day. A great day. I left, and an hour later, there were explosions out over that finish line. I keep thinking about the cruelty. Maybe there were runners who had their legs blown off. In 1972, the attack on the Israeli athletes played out over 2 days, September 5th and 6th. The games were halted for a time, but they resumed. And just a few days later, September 10th, 69 men towed the starting line for the marathon, the last event of the Olympics. A few years ago, I spoke to one of those runners, a man named Kenny Moore. He talked about the debate over whether the U.S. team should stay in Munich. In the end, they did, and Moore said the words of Frank Shorter were the most eloquent during that debate. He told me that Shorter, who would win that Olympic marathon, said this: "We have to spread the word by performance, that barbarism only makes Olympians stronger. We have to say, this is as scared as I get. Let's go run. Let's go run." That's what I did today, because I still can.
And he still has his running pants on. That's Here Now's Alex Ashlock. But we have a final note here. Boston City Hall has set up an emergency hotline. The calls have poured in from Ecuador, Ireland, Egypt, from England, Canada, Trinidad and Tobago. There were people from 55 states, 71 countries in this city. We're hearing from Mike and Anna Green in Liverpool, England, listening online. They say they're thinking of all Bostonians. They want to thank the first responders and send their love and condolences to the bereaved and injured. Here Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.